True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Definitely wasn't myself out there. It wasn't pretty uncomfortable. It's like I'm there for the guys, but like not there for the guys. I'm not 100%. That's what's making it pretty tough. I know what I was going through physically, so a lot of y'all don't know what I was going through physically.
Y'all don't understand what I'm going through, so I mean, everybody has their opinion. I'm going out there and playing basketball. Everybody have nicks and bruises around this time, so going out there to win a series.
That's Darius Garland. I agree. I got to tell you, I thought that was a great point you made. If they would have just been, here's the issue. He will probably require surgery at the end of the year. I think people would have been a lot more open-minded about this. I mean, you got that clip, that one-minute clip of Stephen A., Justin Termini, Richard Jefferson shooting their mouths off. I can't say it's embarrassing. They didn't know. So you put people in a bad spot. I mean, say what you will about any of those three guys. They all carry a lot of weight, and they all carry a lot of influence about how Cavs fans feel about Darius Garland, how the NBA feels about Darius Garland.
We had brought this up yesterday. It's the term. I said outside of a pinky, a toe, just to the common person is like, oh yeah, what's the big deal? Which is funny because you would think a world-class athlete, a toe is pretty damn important. Like if you really think about what a player, how a player moves, jumps.
Anything you run on is going to be important. Anything you run on, anything that limits your movement is going to be an important thing.
I think you're giving people a lot of credit here because most people stub their toe and mm-hmm. go, I get through that, right? And you might hobble for couple hours, but
and Daryl said the same thing. He had a stubbed toe once. Funny thing is, I've told people, and I've gotten made fun of for it. I'm like, a stubbed toe was one of the worst. I was on crutches for 2 days in Jacksonville, Florida, because I stubbed my toe.
Yeah, but they don't think of you as a tough guy.
I know. Nor should they.
They don't.
Nor should they.
Well, they don't think of Darius Garland as a tough guy either.
I also, while I was lugging around camera equipment, I didn't need to jump and Euro step and be able to defensively.
Planting wasn't a thing for
right,
you.
And I still was on crutches. So, why would people not think that a toe would be? Plus, we watched him. Now, if you want to argue that, hey, other guys could have played through it better, bigger, tougher, mean guys. Kevin McHale broke this and that. Robert Parrish.
I feel differently about that. I feel that bigger, stronger, faster guys, or not maybe not faster, he's very fast, but bigger and stronger guys are able to play through that sort of thing. He is 6'2". He is small. He's thin. He's a thin guy. And so, yeah, I think that it's definitely within the last 5 years of his career that people know, like, hey, if you get physical with him, like, he's going to miss games. Is that not a thing that's true? I think that's absolutely true.
He is not built like Lou Dort.
Donovan Mitchell doesn't miss as many games because Donovan Mitchell looks like he could bench a lot and squat a lot and deadlift a lot, and he looks strong. He looks much stronger than Darius Garland. So I don't think that there's any coincidence there. And at this point, I mean, you're 5-6 years into your career, you kind of are who you are at that moment. But I think that fans are going to get frustrated. Stephen A. saying what he's saying, or you or me, or I know that Owen started laughing because he found a clip online earlier before the show of Peterlin and Daryl talking about toughness, which is...
The video element of them talking about toughness only adds to the greatness of the conversation.
I hate it when we get nasty tweets about radio show hosts. I'm going, okay, and then it's Daryl and Jonathan.
Did Jonathan have like a layering piece tied around his shoulders?
He wore his ascot. He was showing his ascot.
Or calling people out. That would be great.
It's a bad look in that way. Hearing Richard Jefferson was the one that surprised me the most, because you could tell he didn't want to say it, and then he just went off. Because I think that he understands, like, there's injuries that people can't see that look or sound easy, and there they are. But Darius has been here for 5 years, and I got a question about it at 7:02, but I'm not going to get to the big championship conversation just yet. I think at times, you know, I think it depends on the person who's looking at it. Are we too critical or are we too defensive of Darius Garland? I've become very defensive of Darius Garland. I know there's talent there, and I think that some of the things that are being said are flatly crazy about who people want to trade for. And it's very hard for me to be talked into it because, you know, you mentioned fit and how this thing needs to be put together. And I know that in high school basketball and college basketball, it's, hey, man, get the talent and figure out a way. There will be upsets here and there, but get all the talent and figure out a way to get it done. In the NBA, they're all good. They're all elite. So there's guys who are just better, but they're all elite players, so fit matters. My fear is that we freak out so much over fit that we end up making a move that blows this thing up.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like, you go out and you, like, people keep giving me Jalen Suggs, and I go, all right, what are you going to do with the other 67 games he's not able to go? Are you going to have him for the playoffs? Because Orlando didn't. So that makes me nervous. I think people are wondering what they can trade. I'm thinking, guys, you got to listen closely. Hear the names that Lima is saying. You're not getting creme de la creme 1% players in a Darius Garland trade. You're getting role guys that is going to force Evan Mobley to play at a higher level no matter what, because you have to. It's going to force Donovan Mitchell to maybe raise his game, and I'm not sure how much more of a ceiling he has. He's a fantastic player. I don't know how much more I can ask of him. It's going to at least do that at the beginning. You want this all to gel by the time the playoffs start. So if you're going to make a move, yeah, and we can always talk about the second apron deadline. But yeah, if you're going to make a move, the move is now to get that all figured out.
Well,
for a team that's constantly trading for him, you want him to be available for you in the postseason, because this is a weird thing where both teams, I think, trading for him would think that, or trading with him, would feel like they're a playoff team and can make a deep run.
Yeah, do you remember, I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Fine.
When we traded for Odell Beckham, what was the trade? Was it just the draft pick?
We traded a first-round pick. We traded Jabril Peppers.
Okay, so
went to the Giants
as
well.
When you make trades in other sports,
there's probably was later on too.
Yeah, when you make a trade in baseball, when you make a trade in the NFL, you know, you're not really thinking, oh, the risk of this first round pick, it might, like Odell is Odell. No, he unfortunately was not Odell when we got him, but there was excitement because, hey, we're landing this player that has all these amazing skills. In the NBA, it's really not like that. When you make trades in the NBA, at least, you know, kind of comparable trades, you are losing somebody. Like, I look at the usage rate of Darius. Like, you're losing a big part of your team, and then you're banking on, hey, what I'm getting back, the chemistry, how it's all going to gel, and then there's offense and defense because you do both. You know, you don't do that in baseball. You don't do that in football. One guy does not have that much of a pronounced impact over every single trip down a field or on a baseball diamond. In basketball, you really do have to think about fit, and you do have to think about chemistry. And then there's this new dimension, at least for a lot of the maybe casuals or people who haven't been following the league all that long, which is, oh yeah, and by the way, the playoffs are a completely different type of basketball than you watch for 82, that you watch for 5 months.
Well, yeah, because they're calling it different. It's
called differently. Yeah. It's tougher to get those windows, tougher to get by a defender. Guys are gassed because of the way these series are. The other team knows everything you're going to run because it's a series and you're playing the same team over the course of 2.5 weeks. So because of that, yes, you're totally right, Ken. There is a risk. There's a monumental risk in trading Darius Garland for either one piece or pieces and parts. But there is no, especially in the second apron world, there's no perfect. Nobody is building the 2017 Golden State Warriors. That is over. Nobody is even building last year's Boston Celtics. Every team is going to have flaws. What flaws are you willing to live with? And right now, if you're a Cavs fan, are you willing to live with the flaw of seeing this team and what they're unable to do in the playoffs? And are you banking in them being able to fix those on their own with internal development?
It's a great point.
And I'm not even coming down. I'm not saying you're wrong, Ken.
It's whether or not you're willing
to take the risk.
And I'm not. As of right now, I'm not. I'm not with Darius. See, I think we're kind of focusing on the wrong person here.
Okay.
I'm tremendously disappointed in Jared Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And let me come out and say something that's very tough for me to
Who's
say.
Who's an awesome guy to have all
he
year.
He is. He's great. But when you need him in the post, in the playoffs, he's become non-existent. Evan has gotten better. I'm wondering if he's going to be able to take the next step, if he's willing to do it. I'm nervous he won't. And that, Evan's not going anywhere. Donovan's not going anywhere. Now, we could talk usage rates and all that other stuff. That's really in the weeds here. Because I'm not gonna besmirch Donovan to try to defend Darius Garland in any of these crazy trade scenarios that people are bringing up. But I think that we are focusing on the wrong guy. How much you can get for Darius Garland versus how much you can get for Jared Allen, those are different conversations, obviously. But I think that, you know, when it comes to being disappointed, Jarrett has been the guy who's been disappointing for me in the postseason. But then I have to wonder, is Evan going to reach that level? Because I am begging Evan going into this year, demand the ball. Demand the ball. We saw where you are coming along. We saw where the dominant force could be in the postseason this last year. You can do this. You need an entire year to get ready for it in the postseason. Again, you can be that guy. Is he willing to demand it? Is he willing to make the team his team? Is he willing to do that? It's going to be a question I have to ask Tim Bontemps at 720.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.